In this case, Mr. Enanga, you have taken the court into your confidence in fully disclosing your role in the commission of these offences. You have disclosed to the court what your motive was, and you have taken responsibility for your actions by admitting to your guilt. Accordingly, having considered all the above factors, and even in the light of the gravity of these offences, it is this court's considered view that these factors amount to sufficient justification for a deviation from the prescribed sentences. Notwithstanding the above finding, Mr. Nangwa, the court's considered view is that you are not fit to be in our society, and by removing you from society, the interests of society would be served. Your conduct in agreeing to take the life of a person demonstrates a clear disregard for human life. The right to life is one that you currently enjoy, but one that you took away from the deceased, and for selfish reasons. The deceased had a family, he had young children that will forever be denied the privilege of having a present father in their lives. You did not seem to have considered all the above when you decided to arm yourself, attack and kill the victims in this matter. All that you were worried about was your financial gain that was due to come your way. The present manner in which you committed these offences, your disregard for human life, and just your lack of humanity must therefore be condemned.